Hello, my Believer Creators. This is Rob Malone welcoming you to Believer Creator Radio. I know that you have many, many things that you could do with your time, and I appreciate you taking the time to spend it with me. Hopefully, I will be sharing with you some little nuggets that will help you build a better, more profitable law practice. Now, I have one question for you. Are you ready to rumble? So we've talked about kind of changing our marketing up, like a new perspective, doing something different from everyone else, because we want to stand out. We want to create believers. We want to be the only option, right? When you have a believer, you're not the best option. You're the only option. They can't envision going with anyone else. So how are we going to do this, right? So we've talked about, you know, creating your cause and different things with messaging. So now we've created a new opportunity. And there's two things we have to do now to position this new opportunity, to make it so enticing, so irresistible that they have to have it. And the first thing is what's called, and this comes from the legend, internet marketing legend, Russell Brunson, the opportunity switch. And what we want to do is we have the new opportunity, so we want to distinguish it from the other opportunities. So the first thing we have to really understand is, what are the other opportunities out there? What are, if someone's looking to hire an attorney, a trial lawyer specifically, what are all the other lawyers offering? And I think it's safe to say that for the biggest part, they're offering a free consultation. So we want to be different from that. This is a new opportunity. We want to switch. And the reason that people are looking for new opportunities is because they don't want the pain of the old opportunity. And it may not be so much that they've hired a lawyer. They may have talked to a lawyer. They may have already done a couple of free consultations and it wasn't right for them. Okay. The attorney, you know, just didn't resonate with them for some reason, or the attorney never asked for the sale and they were kind of confused. They didn't know what to do. So they went to the next one. Or, you know, maybe they just are looking at all these other attorneys and are seeing all these offers for free consultations and are thinking, you know, guys, I don't know who to pick. All right. But now you're going to give them something different. And there could be a couple different ways, right? This is where you're going to have to get the old noggin thinking away and say, well, what can I do differently? How can I stand out? So just, you know, one thing is to look, what's the polar opposite of a free consultation? You know, I have a charge them for a consultation. And maybe you don't like, I mean, let's say your rate is $250 an hour. So you say, hey, look, normally it's $250 an hour, but, you know, for visiting my website, I'll do it for $25, right? I'm going to give you a huge discount, right? This is a $250 value. You get 1 hour for $25. Okay. So maybe that would be the thing to try. I mean, I think it's worth trying. Now you have to build a little more into it, right? You have to kind of justify why 250 and maybe you can do like a cost comparison of the average cost of trial lawyers, what they get paid per hour, or maybe you look at your average award and how many hours you have into it. But somehow you just don't arbitrarily say 250. You validate it. This is why it's 250. I didn't just say, oh, it's 250, and now I'm going to cost you 250, or now I'm going to charge you 25. The other thing is, You can, and this is called offer stacking. You can throw on everything that you're going to do in that free consultation, right? You're going to do a case analysis. You're going to get background information. Whatever it is you would do in an initial free consultation, just start breaking everything out, every little thing, right? And just make it look like they're getting a ton of crap. You know, it's just not a consultation. You're getting all these other benefits from the consultation. So that's one way to do it. Another thing is, instead of a free consultation, what if you did some kind of educational opportunity? Hey, you know, look, we know this is a scary time. We want to make it very easy for you. And so here's this webinar where we're going to explain how lawsuits work. And so you can kind of make a decision, should you move forward? That might be something different. Maybe instead of a consultation, maybe you call it something else. And when I say something else, I don't mean just like instead of a consultation, you say case evaluation, or, you know, does your case have merit? Does your case have merit? That's not bad. Does your case have merit? Fact-finding session or something. Something that's a little different from a free consultation, and spin it a little bit differently. And you have to talk about what's in it for them, and understand that one of the things that really that they're dealing with is fear, right? So maybe the whole reason is like, hey, why do the free consultation? It's way too early for that. Let's talk. Let's do our attorney or your case merit. Fact-finding session. And we're just going to sit down and have a very friendly, low-key chat. It's not going to be official, and maybe say it's a $1, right? It's $1 so that everything's privileged. Now, I'm your attorney or my client. I won't share anything with you, whatever. You could kind of build it. But maybe that would be different. But you want to give them, you want a switch. You want to switch them from what they're seeing, what is out there. And if they've already talked to some attorneys, what they probably have gone through, right? And you're going to switch it to something new. Give them a new opportunity. Make them feel good about themselves, excited that, wow, this is where I want to be. This is it. This is the opportunity I'm looking for. So start thinking about how you can reposition that initial consultation, right? That initial encounter, that meeting, whether it's a webinar, maybe it could be a downloadable audio that they could listen to. Maybe it's a workbook, right? Maybe it's an online workbook they could fill out and submit to you, and then you review it, right? I mean, who's doing an online workbook? I mean, I haven't seen one. So, it's one of those things you kind of start pinwheeling with it and think about, what are some of the different things I could do to switch them to my opportunity, to my new opportunity, and distinguish it from everyone else? So that's it in a nutshell. That's what we're gonna end it on that. We're right at almost 8 minutes. So, hey, believer creators, it was so great spending the time with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Carpe diem. Go out and crush it.